Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Title 42 restrictions expire at midnight. It barred migrants from crossing the southern border due to the pandemic. This aid worker says asylum seekers are already filling shelters.
We already have a backlog. We already have capacity here on the Juarez side. We don't have the dignified housing for people.
In Washington,
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the Homeland Security Secretary promises a swift and immediate policy change. But Alejandro Mayorkas urges patience.
It will take time for those results to be fully realized, and it is essential that we all take this into account.
Under the new policy, those trying to claim asylum at the border must show they first tried to do so in another country. The bar for asylum claims will be higher, and those who are sent back won't be able to try again legally for another 5 years.
Tonight also marks the end of the national COVID-19 health emergency declaration in the U.S., but health officials warn not to completely let down your guard.
I don't want us to forget that it is still out there. Now, granted, it's the seventh leading cause of death instead of the third, but it is still killing a lot of folks. The second thing that worries me as we pull back from the emergency is that part of that is that we're also pulling back from our tracking of data. It is going to be tougher for us to identify if there are new variants, if there are new surges.
Dr. Megan Rainey at Brown University. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there could be dire economic consequences if Congress fails to raise the debt limit.
As we learned in 2011, just the serious threat of default can lead to a downgrade of our credit rating and a weakening of consumer confidence.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying on Capitol Hill today about the 2024 defense budget request.
We're requesting more than $61 billion to sustain air dominance. That includes funding for fighters and the extraordinary B-21 strategic bomber.
A small clinical trial has found that a targeted vaccine may help keep pancreatic cancer from returning. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The vaccine used mRNA designed to attack the patient's individual specific tumors. Pancreatic cancer is one of the deadliest forms of the disease and often returns even when a patient's tumor is cut out. The New York Times reports the vaccines generated an immune response in 8 of the patients, none of whom had a relapse of their cancer during the 18-month period of the study.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein is back in Washington after a prolonged medical absence. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
She arrived in a wheelchair, and her office says that is in part because she is still suffering from vision and balance issues following her shingles diagnosis that she is still recovering. And so because of that, she may maintain a lighter schedule at the advice of her doctor.
Feinstein is 89. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative
care in the industry. From your first call to follow-up after if you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtabag can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtabag.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066. Or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media.
Or on our website, civicmedia.us. 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 Or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Story, and he recited it in a mocking voice, and everybody laughed. For some reason, CNN decided they would let in some of his whack job supporters, and they laughed. CNN, in my judgment, made an error in this respect. First of all, they basically just gave primetime coverage to a Trump rally. That is what they did. And secondly, they had Caitlin Collins. The way it was set up, you cannot put a very, very nice, passive-aggressive individual up against a guy like Trump. Trump is abusive. He lies through his teeth, and it requires a much firmer rider riding that horse to keep him not honest. That would be a joke, but just to keep him in line. He said that the 2020 election was rigged and a, quote, shame. He praised the insurrectionists of January 6th, said that, he's going to pardon them, he said. He'll pardon the guys that tried to that kick to death Fallon, who is down on the ground and screamed that he had four daughters. He would pardon people who beat officers with poles, pardon people who squeezed that officer's head in the door. Remember that? And he was screaming. Trump would pardon them. He said that people who accepted the 2020 results, i.e. people who voted to certify Joe Biden, were very stupid. He claimed that Milwaukee cast, quote, so many illegal votes, they didn't know what to do with them, which was false. He urged that the U.S. default on its debt, that the Republicans continue to commit treason and knife the United States in the back. He admitted that when he was president, he said that the debt limit shouldn't be used as a wedge. But then he said, now I'm not president. And the rabble laughed. The rabble cheered. Some political pundits, pundit is a Hindu word, some political, I suppose, legal experts said that he had confessed on live TV that this is going to hurt him. And I do agree with that. He was asked, did you show classified documents to anyone? He said, not really. We already know that we have independent witnesses that said he did show classified documents and maps to some of his donors. That's a felony. That is treason. It's a felony. So when he says not really, what do you mean not really? You mean you did, but you don't know if they were permitted to take copies? What do you mean by not really? He admitted that when he called Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, head of elections down in Georgia, and said, you got to give me 11,000 some more votes. He admitted, he said, I said to Raffensperger, you owe me votes. That's an admission of the extortion. On January 6th, he was asked, do you agree that your supporters listen to you like no one else? He said, quote, I agree with that. That really is intent. It's really all he needs. The prosecutors need to put a bow on the package about the information they already have. When he called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, and then he said that she came for some hanky-panky. First of all, he said, I don't know her. It didn't happen. But then she apparently came for some hanky-panky. And who does that in a dressing room? E. Jean Carroll could sue Trump again for defamation. And this triggers a two-year statute of limitations. She has 2 years to do it. The only reason not to do it, because already a jury has said that saying she's a whack job and is lying is defamation. They gave him substantial damages. The only reason not to do it again is that she's already been given $5 million in damages, and they would argue at the trial. It would survive a motion for summary judgment. They'd argue at the trial that she's already been compensated, and her reputation wouldn't be that much more impaired by his lying about it again. It's a very, very abstruse argument. The point is, who watching this would want this guy to be president again? And the sad thing is that there's a base in the Republican Party, something like 40% of the Republican Party. So maybe that's half the 20% of the voters in the country. Really don't care what he does. Really don't care what he says, because he says it in a crude, blustery, commanding way, and they pay attention to it. And let me tell you what this reminds me of, and the reason why I preface what I said on this particular segment, that we have to be careful what we are getting into here and how we handle it. And we cannot have very, very prim and proper, passive-aggressive people being the ones that stand up to this guy. Our family has a friend named Dieter Gruen. Dieter Gruen will be 101 this year. Very good guy. He was a very distinguished chemist down at Northwestern. When he was a grad student, he went to Oak Ridge in Tennessee with his senior professor, and they worked, among many other people, on the atomic bomb. The chemists went to Oak Ridge and they worked on the triggering mechanism to detonate it. And then, of course, in Los Alamos in New Mexico, they built the bomb. In any event, Dieter Gruen was born in Germany, East Germany, what we know as East Germany, in 1922. And he was a Jewish guy, Dieter Gruen. And he told me, I've talked to him many times, they left for America when he was 15. Thank God they got out in the late 30s, right around Kristallnacht. But in any event, what he told me sort of reminds me of what's going on with Trump right now. And I don't say this lightly. In 1932, Hitler, his party, got the plurality of the votes, and he was made chancellor. He was made chancellor. And then shortly after that, he asked the Reichstag, which is their Congress, to suspend itself for about 4 years and give him the power to set the Versailles Treaty right and all this kind of thing and the humiliation of Germany. And he said, look, I believe in democracy. This Hitler, I believe in democracy. This just makes it a little easier for me to do it. I'll restore you in 4 years and everything will be good. They did it. He immediately rounded up his enemies, executed them. He immediately installed Nazi government. Dieter Gruen told me that right after that happened one day, he went to school, and this would have been 1933 or 4, somewhere in there. So Dieter Gruen would have been like 11 years old, maybe, roughly. So an 11-year-old is what, a fifth grader? I think, yeah, fifth grader, maybe a sixth grader, fifth grader. So he went to school, and the teacher, whom he really liked, came in a Nazi uniform, a military Nazi uniform. And he stood at the front of the class, and he stuck out his arm, and he said, Hail Hitler. And a lot of the kids, Dieter Gruen's buddies, jumped up and said, Hail Hitler. And he said, from then on, he was beaten up at recess by people who had been his buddies that he played with. There's one of the Jewish kid in the class, he was beaten up too. The family, the father was a principal of a school. Jewish people were prohibited from holding any government job. And so he was dismissed and they fortunately got to the United States. The reason I raise that is if you take a look at the Trump rallies, and the CNN thing was a Trump rally. These idiots just presented a Trump rally. The people laugh when somebody mocks sexual abuse, they laugh when Trump says, yeah, I think we should tank the debt limit now. But when I was president, it was different. They laugh. This kind of thing is much more dangerous than you think. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. And by the way, we're giving away tickets, baseball tickets. Friday night, 7:10, opening pitch, Kansas City Royals. You can hear the game in Oshkosh on our air support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, or WRCE News, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Wisco Paul, what's in your mind today? We're a little time before the break.
All right. Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The whole Trump thing is very, very troubling. I don't understand how he can have this amount of popularity. And in this state, maybe you'll talk about this later, we have three people that are put in power now. One very high ranking, Senator Johnson, Van Orden over in the, I forget what district it is, over by the Mississippi River, and now Kanodo. For God's sake, I don't understand what's wrong with the people of Whitefish Bay, but now this guy is in power. So I don't know what to say about this stuff. I don't know where, I don't understand the Republican Party anymore. So with that, great show today. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. And it's always great to hear from you. Here's the deal. I am very, very optimistic about America's future. Everybody that I serve with in the Navy, I know what America's like. I know what America's like. We're not going to put up with Berlin in 1933. That said, if you took a look at that rally last night with CNN was suckered into doing with a very weak anchor, if you took a look at that, it is not impossible that this kind of thing can happen anywhere. And we are going to talk about what the election deniers, you've just named three of them, and the attack on our democracy. We're going to a break, and I see you in the line. Do not hang up. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
When snack time rolls around,
Don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 55 tonight under partly cloudy skies. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 70. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. 53 overcast. Overcast skies Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Welcome back to Mifflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Okay, in order, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, that thing last night, I didn't see any of it. I don't get CNN, but I saw, I guess, what MSNBC would call best of, or in his case, worst of. And it was just despicable, man. I mean, what a collection of rubes in that room to begin with. But to Trump himself, I think I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. The guy says nothing new. You know, he reminds me people older like myself, and you probably would. Remember Henny Youngman? Well, at least Henny Youngman could play, accompany his bad, stale jokes with a violin. This guy, it's the same old playbook as 5 years ago. Nothing's changed, and these people are mesmerized by it. I don't get it. Had this guy stayed in power a second term, he wouldn't have had a clue what to do with the economy coming out of the pandemic like Biden did. We would have went into a recession, if not a depression, in my opinion.
Right.
And
no,
yet these people line up for this.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I'm going to hit that. It's an excellent comment. Thank you for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're on. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, you know, Matt, Trump is like a toothache that never goes away. He just spatters out the same old spiel. You look in the audience here in New Hampshire last night. You got young kids with their little sport jackets on and everything and being indoctrinated by a guy that is just totally, you can't believe anything he says, you know. And I want to at least defend the narrator in that he, even though she didn't succeed, she tried to call him on his bluff on a lot of the things that he said, but, you know, it was an impossible job because every other word out of his mouth was just a bunch of lies and stuff. And, you know, to call that writer and lady a whack job, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what CNN's vote was. I guess, you know, here we are 7 months in the primaries and they're putting this guy in the front row for free.
Right. No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, Andy, let me just say something. I think the CNN shouldn't have done it. But first of all, she was very weak. you handle him rough. He's the guy's a bully and a liar. So he goes, did you give anybody these documents? Not really. Well, Putin said he saw them. Is Putin lying? Number one. Number two, you said that the 2020 election's rigged. 60 judges said you're lying, or 60 judges wrong. You got to get in his face. You can't have passive aggressive people doing this kind of stuff if you're going to give him a free rally. Andy, thanks a lot for calling in. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, in regards to just the, I guess, the parallels between the 1930s Germany and today, remember, as far as the textbooks of Germany, they rewrote history to cast the Germanic people as heroic victims, and how they were able to persevere despite all the trials and tribulations that the world had put upon them. And this whole idea of destiny. Well, bring fast forward to today, and you're seeing the exact same thing play out, especially like in Florida and Texas, where I'm not sure a lot of people, you know, our viewers know, our nation's school books, because of these two states have such large school districts, a lot of book publishers, they publish their textbooks for the rest of the country based off of what Florida and Texas want. And within history books that are going out today, Rosa Parks, any and all references of her race was removed, as an indigenous, why she was sitting in the front of the bus in the first place. They completely whitewashed, literally, who she was, and that's the history that they want to teach. Yeah, I'm with you as far as the parallels within Germany.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot. Really appreciate it. Next up to bat is Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Bill.
Can you hear me okay, Matt?
Yes, I can, Bill.
Okay, here goes. I think we've fallen in a trap, the Trump trap. And here's what it is. We all know he's a career criminal. We all know he has no integrity. Why do we waste time talking about him? That's one thing we're falling into. Really, every human being has only so much energy. Let's take that energy and take on these people, the right-wing extremists, and debate them, call them out. I was with some people the other night, and I was laughing. I said, oh, you're talking about the career criminal president. Well, some people looked at me. I'm not going to get in their face, but I'm going to say, you know, people, you can't keep insulting people's integrity. But I think, and I'm guilty of it too, Matt, I get sucked into this. Why do I get sucked in? It's ridiculous. I got only so many minutes on this earth to waste them on a career criminal president. We're getting sucked in. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I do. But the reason I'm raising it is because CNN put him on and basically produced a rally for him. That, to me, should be discussed. That's the only reason I'm doing it. The thing about Trump is he'll get sued for rape. He'll stick up for Putin. He'll do everything that you can imagine that is un-American, treasonous, and disgusting. And people have to call him out for it. He was given a freely produced rally. That's all this thing was. These people there were absolutely like the people in Dieter Gruen's class back in the 1930s, where some guy gets up in front of them in a Nazi uniform and goes, Hail Hitler. And these kids, they're kids, they were 11 years old. You go, Hail Hitler, what do they do? You know, this is their teacher. And then they beat up the two Jewish kids in class. This could spiral into that. It's not because I know America, I know our Navy, I know our military, it ain't going to happen. But that said, it's got to be called out. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up. I'm not trying to give them free publicity. CNN did. But your point is very good. Always appreciate your calls. Thanks for calling, Bill. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up.
CBS News Brief. The Homeland Security Secretary says migrants are trying to cross into the U.S. as COVID-era restrictions expire at midnight.
We expected to see large numbers of encounters initially. We are already seeing high numbers of encounters in certain sectors.
Bud Mayorkas says the end of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Today also marks the end of the COVID public health emergency. CBS's Alexander Tin on some changes.
Vaccines and treatments remain free for now out of the federal stockpile, though that is also expected to go to the regular market later this year.
And Ukrainian President Zelensky says a spring offensive to drive out Russia is on hold.
Mentally, we're ready. In terms of how motivated our military are, we're ready. In terms of enough personnel in our brigades, we're ready. In terms of equipment, not everything has arrived yet.
That's President Zelensky speaking through an interpreter on the BBC. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey all you vintage vixens, rockabilly rebels, and cool cats. Find the retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055 or log on to hollyville.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for, well, great show as usual and great callers. And I'm really thankful that you are discussing this twisted, deranged, psychotic display by a presidential candidate who was just convicted of sexual assault and defamation. We all need to respond to this theater with outrage and facts, because if we're silent, people will not know the truth, because if nobody's speaking out against this and covering the lies and deception, people are going to think, well, nobody say anything. This must be okay.
Right.
This happened in our state with the right-wing radio
just passing all the lies and nobody disputing them. And I think this is wonderful. So thank you so much, Matt. And women out there and daddies, watch out for your girls, because with this type of behavior and those types of clapping and cheering at that event, watch your girls, because this particular group of people have zero respect for women, and they're and it's just unbelievable. Thank you very much, Matt. You have a good day.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent comments, Gene. And the truth is that this crowd laughed because he mocked and mimicked how she had brought charges against him or allegations against him. And they laughed when he said, well, we should default on the debt now, not when I was president, but now we should. They thought that was funny. You got to understand about Trump and about the right wing, about Tucker Carlson. They are a danger to our national security. They are pro-Russian. They're pro-Putin. Much of what Tucker Carlson had put on, quoting Trump, was shown on Russian state TV. This is not an American party anymore. Going to Mark from the SAC. You're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, thanks to Gene, and thanks. Yeah, they're not pro-American anymore. I mean, it just is pretty shocking for some of these people. I wonder how many of those people are actually collecting Social Security, and they're hooraying a guy who represents a party who is willing to, who's wants to jettison Social Security. I mean, that it is just, it's pretty sad how ill-informed these people are. I mean, it's just jaw-dropping. I mean, it just takes the words out of my mouth sometimes. I mean, these people have no clue of just how far down the rabbit hole they've gone. I mean, that they should actually pick up a copy of the Constitution, actually read it, and read that we're not supposed to be bowing our knee to a dictator. Apparently, that's what they want to do. Apparently, they're
Let me follow up, because you raised a good thing about Social Security. I want to emphasize again that Trump is quoted on Russian state TV. And when he had Tucker Carlson in there, they'd show the whole clip, but now they are quoting him on state TV. Russia is an enemy of the United States. Its people are not an enemy of the United States. People are people. But the Russian commie regime is a, and right now they claim that they're really just an organized crime regime. They're genocidal sadists. They're genocidal sadists in Ukraine. The Republican Party, the extreme right of it, is in bed with them. Now, people like Mitch McConnell are not, and certainly, of course, not Romney, and not anybody like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. But the right wing of the Republican Party, which represents Trump and which would get into power if he were elected, are pro-commie. They are pro-Russian. The NRA is pro-Russian, the leadership. And the reason why Trump and the rest of them are is because Trump is getting money from them to fund his businesses. He's been bribed and blackmailed. This is not an American party anymore, as represented by Trump. If it were represented by Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, and people like that, it is very much so. It's just center right. That's all. Now, Mark from the SAC mentioned Social Security. Let me give you the status of the most serious domestic issue as opposed to foreign policy issue facing the country right now. And the unspeakable hypocrisy of some people who are passing themselves off as moderate Republicans on this. And this is the fight over the debt limit. Congressman Gallagher from the Green Bay area just issued a statement saying, well, of course, defense cuts are off the table. We expect Biden to continue to, if we pull the plug and don't go over the debt limit and we have to stop spending money, at least he's got to keep doing it for defense. Gallagher's doing that because he'd like to run for the Senate. That is one of the most hypocritical statements I've heard in a long time, and I've heard a lot of them. Heard a lot of them in the Trump presentation last night. But here's the deal. Here is what's going on, and here is my statement to the Republican congressman in this state. If five Republicans join with the Democrats in just saying, we'll increase the debt limit and then fight like hell on budget negotiations for the next budget, as opposed to defaulting on bonds that have already been issued because they were approved by Congress. That's fine. That's what center-right does against center-left. But what they are doing, and what Gallagher's doing, and Stile of Janesville is doing, and Van Norden of La Crosse and Eau Claire is doing, of course, Tiffany, Grothman, and Fitzgerald, let's put them aside. They're never going to change. But these guys, Joe Biden announced he met with McCarthy and the others a few days ago. He's going to do it again next week. He is now, and I had broken this about 2 days ago, but he is now pushing. He said, look, if I have to, I will invoke the 14th Amendment. Constitutionally, this business of their having to vote a second time to approve expenditures when they've already voted a first time to approve them, second time not to stiff our bondholders, is prohibited by the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment, passed in 1868, says that the full faith and credit of the United States shall never be called into question. But then Biden said, yeah, but they'll sue, tied up in the courts. I got a message for Joe Biden. If they do sue and some hack federal judge like this Kaczmarek down in Texas or one of them enjoins him from doing it, I think you'd do it anyway. They try to do that with Abraham Lincoln. They try to do that with Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln noted that, I don't know if he said it publicly, they don't have an army. Get out of my face. I am not going to let one hack drag down the country. But here's what would happen. And these are the terrific statements of Joe Biden on this. Well, we'd have a recession. Everybody agrees on that. Retirement accounts would be cut drastically because almost all of your retirement accounts are in the stock market, and sometimes in index funds, sometimes individual stocks. It would increase the cost of borrowing. It already has. Right now, we're paying over 5% interest on 90-day treasuries because people look and say, look, you may not pay. We should be paying 1.5%. We're paying billions a year because of this, just this shooting off their mouth, billions a year. Joe said, we're not a deadbeat nation. We never were before, and we won't now. He said three times under Trump, the Democrats agreed to extend the debt limit. Republicans demanded it. Trump said you shouldn't use it as a wedge. And that drove it up to almost $8 billion in spending that didn't have to be spent, all of it. There was something like $1 trillion tax cuts that only targeted a very, very small slice of the population. Biden has now reduced the budget deficit by about $1.7 trillion. He said, there is unshakable trust throughout the world on the U.S. commitment to pay our bills, and there always will be. It's a great statement. It is an unshakable commitment, but enough bond purchasers now are saying we want 5%, not 1.5%. There are $3 trillion in cuts. $3 trillion in cuts in spending that are opposed by the Republicans, by corporations, and by wealthy individuals. And here's what the cuts would be. $200 billion of it we would save just by letting Medicare negotiate drug prices. They're demanding that come off the table, or they'll destroy our economy. Joe is cutting $30 billion in subsidies to oil companies. Oil companies made $200 billion in profits in the last year. They can stand a cut of $30 billion in their subsidies. His plan to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers to catch tax cheats would yield $200 billion. The Republicans say they'll tank the economy if he doesn't agree to not do that and let their donors continue to commit tax fraud. Here's some more. He wanted to hire more inspectors general because inspectors general are the people who inspect different welfare programs. They inspect different COVID programs. There's a lot of fraud going on. The estimates by all economists are that for every dollar you spend on the salaries of inspector generals, you'll get $10 back for the U.S. government. The Republicans are calling for cuts without specificity. They're saying just cut it down by the $3 trillion or whatever. And then Gallagher comes in and says, no, but not defense. Well, Joe Biden agrees not defense. But Joe Biden says nothing else either. You've already passed it. And if you didn't cut defense, some of these other things, for instance, food and drug inspectors, border agents, FBI, ICE, DEA agents, they'd be cut in half. They'd be eliminated in some cases. Republicans said, well, he wouldn't meet with McCarthy for 97 days. That's false. He said, I'll be with McCarthy this week if he comes up with a plan. He's not going to just say, I want to meet and not tell me what he wants to cut because he's afraid to. But let's say, let's just get real here about what's really going on. What would really be cut? What would really be cut? First of all, Social Security. They say, no, we don't want to cut Social Security. And they're lying. Social Security would, there'd be about $50 billion right away, $50 billion. And they're saying, well, it wouldn't be cut. You'd get an IOU. Well, yeah, you get an IOU. There are people listening to this program that live month to month on Social Security. Month to month. They get a couple of grand a month. That's what they basically live on. West Virginia, 60% of them. They would get an IOU. Yeah, they'd be paid eventually when the Republicans get their way. A lot of people can't go a couple of months like that. There'd be $20 billion immediately. Medicaid providers wouldn't be paid, the doctors. Well, at some point, they're not going to take patients. $12 billion in veterans benefits would be given an IOU. $1 billion in food stamps. How do you give an IOU for food stamps when you're trying to feed kids? I mentioned DEA agents, FBI, Border Patrol, air traffic controllers. We have 26,000 flights in the air at all times in the United States, and they'd be cutting the air traffic controllers. They'd have to ground a lot of flights. Safety inspectors. You know, we have the cleanest, most safe food and drugs in the world. You go, I went to Italy. I love Italy. I'm not kidding you. When I say I go into a supermarket and there's a big barrel of stuff, and I said, oh, that looks like raisins. Suddenly they started to move. They started to move. The goddamn thing started to move. They weren't raisins. They were insects. And that was considered a delicacy in that particular rural area. And you scoop a, you know, like a little trough in and you put them in a bag. And then a lot of these places, you'll see animals just hung by their hind hoofs. And occasionally flies on them. We don't, and I don't mean just in Italy, all through Asia they do that, and a lot of South America. They are proposing to give IOUs on these inspections. Joe Biden standing tall, he's not going to give Social Security benefit IOUs or Medicare providers IOUs. Going to break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 55.
Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds
5 to 10 miles an hour.
Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high of 70. Overcast skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 53. Upper 60s Saturday, upper 50s Sunday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin from Waukesha.
Come gather around, people.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So I'm going to finish up that segment, and here's my message. It would take five moderate Republicans to just agree to the discharge petition. That's all it would take. Get a clean, absolutely clean debt limit increase. All the debt limit does, all the debt does, is can we pay bonds that we issued to people who bought them, 90-day treasuries, longer treasuries, to fund what Congress already approved, what Biden already signed, in some cases what Trump already signed, and people relied in good faith on those, and that's why people around the world have unshakable confidence in our economy. Are we going to do that? 213 Democrats say yes. We need five more to get to 218. So my message to Gallagher and Style is this. You can rattle around in Green Bay and Janesville the rest of your life, guys. Don't even think of showing your face around the state for statewide office if you let us default. Period. End of story. I'm tired of chickens, tired of people that are afraid of, I don't know what they're afraid of. I don't know what they're afraid of. Americans not afraid. Okay, I want to hit something. One caller the other day raised it. There was a big article in New York Times today. And I think this is a fair subject. The Republicans, desperate to turn attention away from Trump and Republican Party and the scandals and fraud, have this guy Comer, the head of the Oversight Committee, have said they're investigating the Biden family, as he put it. Biden family, Biden business, took money from China and elsewhere, and there's corruption, trying to turn it around. Now, before I get to the so's your old man defense, talking, for instance, about Eric Trump saying Russia funds the Trump Organization, Saudi Arabia giving $2 billion to Jared Kushner, the Saudis renting Trump's properties, very high dollars, and not even showing up. A Russian buying a $50 million property from Trump, but paying $100 million for it. And then the Russian just tearing it down and doing nothing with it, close to Putin. And I'm not going to get to the start of the fact that in the New York Times articles, the Trump family made about $140 million through his presidency in the first 4 years. I'm not going to get into that. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. Two things. Grassley, the senator, Republican, sort of an ancient guy from Iowa, said, well, we don't have any, quote, we don't have any evidence yet that Joe Biden was involved in any of this. Ron Johnson, the senator here, the guy with the Michigan State electors in his pocket, said, well, we have no hard evidence. That's right. They have no hard evidence. That means they have no evidence. They have innuendo. Here are the facts. It was laid out in the New York Times, and I think it's accurate. It's not disputed by any of the Republicans. First of all, there's no Biden family enterprise. There is a Trump enterprise, by the way, and it's been found to have committed fraud a number of times. There's no Biden family family enterprise. He's a career a guy who was a senator in 1972, and he's either been a senator, a vice president, president, or there's an interim of several years where he is laying his presidential race. Hunter Biden, his son, and I think he has a brother, James, Joe Biden does, as several of the relatives, were involved in companies that were invested in by Chinese entities. And yeah, there's little doubt in my mind that they did it because they knew they were related to Joe Biden. Right. Just as Neil Bush, George W. Bush's brother, committed securities fraud. People knew that he was related to George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush. Billy Carter went to Libya, was a lobbyist, was paid $250,000 in lobbying fees because they knew he was Jimmy Carter's brother. Roger Clinton, the half-brother of Bill Clinton, same. And this happens. In all of those cases, Billy Carter, Roger Clinton, and Neil Bush stood on their own. They rose and fall on their own conduct. Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton were not involved. Well, Joe Biden's not involved. So far, there has been no showing at all. No showing. And that is why Ron Johnson said, well, we have no hard evidence. There's no showing. Not only is there no showing that Joe Biden got any money from this, he didn't. But that even what Hunter Biden and James Biden and the other relatives did was in any way unlawful. I don't like it. You know, I mean, I didn't like what Billy Carter did, what Neil Bush did, what Roger Clinton did. That very likely it was actually Romania and China invested in these companies. There's a further issue with Hunter Biden that the Republicans will say, well, he's being investigated. Because once you get income, even if it's lawful, you have to properly pay taxes on it and account for it. And this guy can rise or fall on his own merits. But that is the sum and substance of what they have. There is absolutely no allegation founded in any fact that Joe Biden controlled these companies, had an interest in these companies, received any payment from these companies. None whatsoever. So now let me get back to what we light brushed at the beginning. Russian oligarchs have funded Donald Trump now for 20 years because he cheated so many banks in bankruptcy as individual properties, they wouldn't lend to him anymore. Eric Trump said that to a journalist. Saudi Arabia suddenly gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner. Now, when you have a venture capital fund of $2 billion, usually it's standard. The guy running it gets 2% off the top every year, no matter whether it does well or not. Well, 1% of 2 billion is 20 million. 2% is 40 million. Every year, Jared Kushner gets 40 million for having a couple of secretaries and investment terminals. 40 billion, about 40 million. And they usually get about 1.5% of any amount they do better than the S&P 500 index. So you make a lot of bets, crazy bets, maybe, maybe not. And it goes over the S&P, you get more money. There was a Russian who paid, an oligarch, paid $100 million for a $50 million property of Trump in Florida and then just tore it down, didn't use it. And the Saudis routinely rent his hotel rooms. That is the situation with presidential influence. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last.
Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage...